I'm Tim Hernandez.
I'm Daniel Chacon.
Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Our guest today is novelist and essayist Valeria Luiselli.
And the book is called The Story of My Teeth. It's a fantastic novel originally written in Spanish and translated into the English by Christina McSweeney. And it's just recently was nominated for
the National Book Critics Circle Award.
That's no small thing.
It's not. It's one of the biggest things, you know. So, and the book is actually published by Coffee House Press, which is a reputable press as well.
Yeah.
And it's received a lot of attention. You know, I just saw this review by the New York Times that says Luiselli follows in the imaginative tradition of writers like Borges and Marquez, which is, you know, obviously.
Yeah, like on Saturday Night Live when they do Nicolas Cage, he says, that's high praise.
That is high praise.
And it is. It's, and she's a young Mexican novelist who lives in Harlem.
Right.
Perfect.
She did, yeah, and she got the like 5 under 35 award for fiction writers by the National Book Foundation. I mean, she's just like, and I think she has two previous books. I know one is a book of essays called Sidewalks, and the other one is a novel called Faces in the Crowd, which I think came out a couple of years ago, too, and did pretty well.
Nice. We're looking forward to talking to her.
You know, one of the things I was reading in the back of, in the afterword of this book, we'll be speaking about The Story of My Teeth, is this concept of tobacco readers. Have you heard about it?
No, what's a tobacco reader?
Right. So
is it somebody who reads their pack of cigarettes as they're waiting?
Yeah, it's like the opposite of tea leaf reading, you know, when you get like the tarot tea leaf readers. No, tobacco reader is, I guess like back in the day, probably in Cuba, I think it's, she said in Cuba, they had this tobacco rolling factories. While everybody was just rolling tobacco there, all the workers, they would actually have somebody who was a tobacco, quote unquote, tobacco reader. That was their title. So they would pick a book. And they said, like, I think one of the favorite authors was always Victor Hugo. So they would read, like, they would read to the rollers while they, just to kill the time, to pass the time. So all these rollers, tobacco rollers would get, like, read to, you know?
That's a great idea. It gives literature to people who don't normally have time to read it.
In her case, in Luiselli's book, aware that she worked with these Humex factory workers, there was a collaboration. So I wonder, you know, I guess we'll get to ask her about some of that. But I was thinking, wouldn't that be cool, like, if we had that today?
Yeah.
This idea of tobacco readers, you know, where, like, what kind of mundane jobs are out there where you're just like, you know, beside the graveyard shifts or so? Maybe you don't want to do it for graveyard shifts because you might fall asleep. But
have you ever been to one of those self-serve gas stations? I think Chevron's do these a lot, and it's really irritating. As you're pumping your gas, there's this TV screen, and it's really loud, and they show commercials and all this stuff. It's so irritating. You know what they should do? They should read poetry while you're putting gas.
I agree. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you could apply this concept to anything.
When you're the poet laureate of the United States, Daniel, Chuck on, that is one of the initiatives you have to pursue, man, is poetry out of the gas tanks.
And as you know, there are a lot of poor people in El Paso, and poor people, when they go to the doctor makes them wait for hours. It is one of the most pathetic situations of any doctor's visits in any city I've ever been to. It's just a reality in El Paso. You're going to have to wait for 2 hours before you see your doctor. And all they have are these really cheesy TV screens playing these health commercials on diabetes and things like that. And they have no Wi-Fi. Yeah. And so people are just like squirming. Yeah. They should read poetry.
And, you know, I mean, I totally agree with that. And, you know, in fact, we can take that to another level. We can start that here in El Paso, actually, because I kid you not, El Paso, more than any city I've ever been to, has a TV in every public space you can ever imagine. Yeah. There's a TV there.
Right.
Why not, like, broadcast poetry? At
least
for 1 hour.
Yes. And I have an even another idea. See, this is just to open them all up.
That's it.
In elevators, they can recite haikus.
We should try that in our building. We're on the 9th floor. We should, you know, here at UTEP, we're on the 9th floor of the building. We'll recite haikus on the way up.
There's an art project. I could see it. We can get some of the undergraduate students to do it.
I think that would be awesome.
Boy.
I love it.
Tobacco readers. Thanks for bringing that up, Tim.
What would we call them here, though? Because it's not the tobacco industry.
We would call them, that's a good question.
Like
lectores.
Is that what we call lectores?
Something like that.
That sounds like tobacco reader.
You're right. How about chuco readers?
Chuco readers. Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah,
because they're in El Paso and they're reading. And we can have the emphasis be literature written by people from El Paso, like, you know, or who have connections with El Paso. Read from your work, read from Ben Sines, read from my work, read from, you know, the work of all the locals. It's Pat Mora. There's Luis Rodriguez.
That's right. All the local El Paso-based writers, and that's what you would read. That's
you know,
what
you we can get funding for this, Dan.
All right. Let's do that. Let's go right now.
Okay. Stick around. We're going to talk to Valeria Luiselli.